Today on The Word of Truth Revealed.
And he still brought you from a mighty long way. And you get drunk on your own success and start staggering. And all of a sudden you're ashamed. The two sons of Noah took coats and covered their daddy backing up to him. But the youngest one was foolish. And he mocked his father. That's why you got to teach your children the word. They don't even know. They don't know if they're in dangerous waters. You can't go off on your mama. You can't go off on your daddy. It's not going to be well.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Examine the Covenant. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 10.
You look at it from the outside, why would we buy oil from our enemies? Why would we buy oil from Iran? Because we're trying to keep our enemies from attacking Israel. You're only looking at it as independence, America first, everything first, but we're living in an interconnected tight world now. Networks around the world, even economies. If we listen to me, if he can blow up Ukraine and your gas prices go up, why would it affect your gas prices? Because we're interconnected like that. When you break down covenants, you have chaos. Now, my philosophy may not win with you, but I've studied it. So I'm looking, if you come up with something that's a little bit better, then let me know. But I'm trying to show you the reason why we do what we do to these nations is that we would have eyes there. Did you know we just kicked out Russian ambassadors recently that we believe were spies here? That just happened, right? Same thing happened with China and these other nations. Why do we have embassies in all nations around the world? Because we want to have eyes in these nations. So we'll know what's happening. That's why they were able to tell you, the CIA, he's coming, he's about to launch within the next 7 days. You will see him do this. How were they able to tell that? They're not God. But they have networks in place. They can hear secret conversations. You pull out your oil and stop buying from other nations around the world, we lose our ears and our eyes because we're not God. We need covenants in the world. And God said, I will start it by giving you a Noahic covenant. So there are five key covenants in the Bible, and I just want to tap into the first one. The first one is Noahic. The second one is Abrahamic. The third is the nation of Israel, the covenant with the nation of Israel. The fourth one is Davidic. He made a covenant with David. You can't jump past David. And then last but not least, he made a new covenant through Jesus Christ our Lord, and it's better than all of them. This insurance policy is better than all of them. How do you know God cares about you? God is the one that starts the relationship. Remember, a covenant is always a connectedness between a greater one and a weaker one, a lesser one. And he cares so much about us, he says, I'm going to go into a contract with you that you can't fulfill because I love you. Thank you, Lord. Just like America loves Puerto Rico, at least we should. It is one of our territories. If you attack Puerto Rico, you're attacking the homeland because we love Puerto Rico. Cuba is right there but doesn't have the same agreement, and they're worse off. If America tied into Haiti right there, you wouldn't see the hell that you see down there. It's a lack of covenant. Haiti wanted its independence from France. They went to war and won it. But the French had stripped them of all of their natural resources. And the great pearl in the Caribbean was left bare. And when they have rains, the mudslides are so severe, it washes everything away. And no government stood in to say, we can come and help you. That's the reason why Haiti is where it is, and it's ungodly and it's unjust, but it's a lack of covenant. Do y'all understand? And if you ever went there, you'll understand what I'm saying. To hear the babies crying, millions and millions of people. People are walking around in the nude, no clothes at all. Dead bodies and dead donkeys in the street. And those people are able to come into our nation and become doctors and lawyers because they know what they came out of, and they're never going back. Once you establish a covenant, you never go back. God started the relationship, and he's going to make sure it's secure. Actually, it's a lot easier than you think because he bears the burden. God wants nothing more than a relationship with you. That's why he cuts covenant with you. All he asks is that you walk with him. David, if you walk with me. Noah, if you walk with me. Abraham, if you move south as I've commanded you, and just walk with me. I'm going to take you to a land that you don't know of. And just because you obeyed that, your descendants will be like the sands of the sea. With David, the throne that I'm establishing that you will sit on, I love you this much. When you're dead and gone, I'm going to allow your children. I'm going to let my own son sit on your throne. That's why Jesus is called the Son of David. And the new covenant is not like the old. Where Moses, the Mosaic, I forgot that, the Mosaic covenant. Where Moses, God wrote on tablets of stone, Jeremiah said there's a covenant coming where he's not going to put his law on stone, but he's going to take his own finger and write it in your heart. I want a relationship with you. Not laws, relationships. Thank you, Lord. Noah's covenant is seen in Genesis chapter 3. And I will put enmity, verse 15, between you and the woman and between your offspring and hers. And he shall crush your heel, your head, and you will bruise or strike his heel. We saw then where God had to banish Adam and Eve out of the garden. And there was a decline in the relationship with God ever since then. And God had to come back. We know that he destroyed the world with a flood. But he chose Noah to carry a covenant. In Genesis 1 and 28, the scripture says, God commanded them to be blessed and to be fruitful and to multiply and to propagate Eden around the world. To take Eden and multiply it. To take glory and multiply it. To take fruitfulness and multiply it. But it was held short in Genesis chapter 3. So in Genesis 8, the Bible says, and Noah built an altar unto the Lord, and every clean animal he offered, and the Lord smelled the pleasing aroma of his offering. Never again will I curse the ground because of you or because of man, even though every inclination of his heart is evil. And never again will I destroy all living creatures as I have done. As long as the earth, here's the covenant with Noah. Seed time and harvest, cold and heat, and summer and winter, day and night will not cease. Because Noah found himself pleasing in the sight of God, he established some things like the law of reciprocity. And for those of you that have a problem with giving, you don't understand the power of this. This is a part of a covenant. Some people are not even saved and they obey the law of reciprocity, and God always watches out for their descendants. If you'll learn to just give to God, Seed time and harvest. That's what he told Noah. Because you please me. If you plant it, I'm going to make it prosper. If you plant it, I'm going to make it prosper. If you give it to me, I'm going to do something with it. If you give me your life, I'm going to do something with it. If you give her a seed, she's going to give you a baby. And if you give me your resources, I'm going to give you a long life and prosperity. We believe in other things, but we don't believe in this. Noah is the one that was established to. And when he came out of the ark, actually the Bible says he opened up the window and he sent out a raven. But the raven never returned. Why? Because that carnivorous raven, when it saw all of the carrion floating on the world, it couldn't resist gorging itself. Landing on carcasses and gorging itself until it couldn't fly. Like some of us are so carnivorous. It's enough. You got enough. It's enough. But we just keep gorging until we can't fly. And he never returned. Glory to God. The next time you see the raven rise is in Elijah's life, because God, to humble the man of God, when he sent him to the brook of Cherith, and there he was able to drink from the brook for 3 years and 6 months because there was a famine. He fed him every day with the raven. In other words, he blocked his nature. He didn't allow the nature of the raven, to that carnivorous part of him, to eat what he should have given to the prophet. That means God can control your nature. Glory to God. And God can have you doing things and soaring above things that you know you would never be able to soar above. And Elijah had to look in this thing's eyes, knowing it was carnivorous, and see the reflection in his own life. Like so many prophets needs to look today in the eye of the raven and stop being carnivorous when you're dealing with the people of God. Your job is to take the meat of the word and drop it, not to eat it. He sends out the raven, but the raven never returned. And then he sent out a dove, and she couldn't find rest. So she came home. And doves are designed to always find their way home. You ever see it at funerals? The dove is released. Where do they go? They circle until all of them come into a formation. And up to 50 miles, they can find their location, their home, without tracking it. They can find their way home. They can look at the sun and judge where their house is. All they need is light. They can't do it when it's dark. That's why when our loved ones die, we know they find their way home. Because of the covenant. Thank you, Jesus. So Noah released her the second time and she never reached. No, she came back the second time, but she had an olive branch in her mouth. Ooh, Jesus. Which means the waters were abating. And he released her the third time. She never comes home. She keeps flying. She flies over Moses. She flies over Saul. She flies over Zaphnath-Paneah. She flies over Saul, but she doesn't land on him. And she flutters over David. She lingers for 40 years. She keeps flying over David and over Samuel and all of the prophets. And she keeps flying all the way to Malachi, trying to rest on somebody. And she keeps on flying. For 400 years, there is no word for her to land on until Jesus comes to the brook of the Jordan. And God told John the Baptist, whomever you see the Spirit descend upon in the form of a dove, this is my son. And John the Baptist baptized hundreds, possibly thousands, but he looked at the crowd and he saw one. Hallelujah. Liken unto the Son of Man. And the scripture says he screamed out, behold, the Lamb of God who comes to take away the sins of the world. I baptize you with water, but there's one coming after me whose shoes I'm not worthy to unloose. He will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. And that fire is like fire shut up in our bone. And here comes the Holy Ghost descending upon Jesus in the form of a dove, and he never left Christ. And he's still with Jesus. And when you go into covenant with him, you'll never lose the fluttering presence of the Holy Ghost. And then watching over your faith, your family, and your finances. And I'm going to have to come back to Noah. But remember, Noah, though he had a covenant with God and God put a rainbow in the sky, it came with Noah. Every time you see a rainbow, even when our building burned, we saw multiple rainbows. The promise of God are yea and amen. He put that rainbow in the sky that every time you see it, you remember his promise. Do you even know it? He will not destroy the world again. We're not going to be destroyed by a nuclear bomb, because he won't let it happen. Some way, somehow, he's going to show restraint to the world. And I'm speaking to you all prophetically. Stop being afraid. God's promise. Look at the bow. He will not allow it to be destroyed. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, give him thanks. This is the problem with Noah. Is that after he came off the ark, the Bible says he planted a vineyard. The vineyard grew fast because the ground was fertile. And he picked grapes. He fermented those grapes, squeezed them, and created wine. And he started sipping on the wine. He got drunk on the wine of his success. And it's just like us, when God starts blessing us, if you're not careful, you'll forget and you'll start looking at possessions and get drunk on the wine of your success. Get intoxicated, staggering, forgetting the one who brought us here. Forgetting the one who took our people from hell and high water. And forgetting what God has done in the region through us. If you're not careful, you'll forget that he brought you from a mighty long way. If you're not careful, you'll forget the shackles that were on your feet. And how the devil tried to strip you, but God brought you up anyway. You'll forget the prayers of your mama. You'll forget that your mother cried for you. You'll forget that he put people on the porch, hallelujah, and he put people on the watch to pray for you that you wouldn't stumble. You forget the fact that he hovered over you when everybody else forsook you. Yeah. You forget the fact, hallelujah, you saw how he used them. And he still brought you from a mighty long way. And you get drunk on your own success and start staggering. And all of a sudden you're ashamed. The two sons of Noah took coats and covered their daddy, backing up to him. But the youngest one was foolish. And he mocked his father. That's why you got to teach your children the word. They don't even know. They don't know if they're in dangerous waters. You can't go off on your mama. You can't go off on your daddy. It's not going to be well. Noah did wrong. He got drunk on his own wine of his own success. But it was his boy, the youngest one, the dark one, that mocked his father. And when Noah woke up, the scripture said he cursed the boy. And you got to be careful with covenant.
God honors you so much that he will sometimes honor your words. I know when Noah said it, he wished he could take it back. But when it comes out of your mouth as a curse, it will manifest. Not only the blessing manifests, but the cursings will too. That boy migrated to Africa. With chains on him, with chains. Because his daddy told him he will be a servant. You'll never rise up because I'm angry with you. You'll never produce anything. You'll be a servant, a slave. And you will serve the rest of humanity. And you look at the nation of Africa, the continent, and the people who've come out of it, great doctors and lawyers, but you haven't heard about it, right? You only hear about the slaves with the chains. Because so many of us are still dragging chains based on what Noah said to his own son. And that's where it happened. Don't ever curse your children. I don't care how mad you get. Don't you ever let it come out of your mouth. Listen to me. The blessing is always greater than the curse. Bless them. The blessing, hallelujah, is greater than any curse. Open up your windows and send out a blessing. Start speaking a blessing over your descendants. I don't care, hallelujah, how well they are or how tragic they are or what they're locked up in. Speak the blessing of the Lord over the child, over your sisters and your brothers, over your children. And watch God raise them up. The blessing is always greater. The devil wants us locked up right now. If I used an F-bomb, the whole world will be listening to what I'm saying. If I call ladies bees, everybody be talking about the bee preaching bishop. But if I say I bless you, I can't get no head up. But I'm here to tell you in the name of Jesus, the blessing, it may not get you no TV time. It may not get you into New York City. P. Diddy may never know who you are, but I want you to bless your enemies. Bless the city. Hallelujah. Bless the outgoing and the incoming. And watch God do what only he can do. Come on, truth revealed, Trim Nation, give him praise. Oh, I don't know who I'm preaching to, but your seed time and harvest has come. Bless the harvest. So I prophesied as he commanded me to bless the harvest. Expect your harvest to come up supernaturally. Expect the blessing of the Lord to overtake you. He told me to call for the seed. So I'm calling for the corn, that he would lay no famine upon you. And I will multiply the fruit of the tree and the increase of the field and lay no famine upon you. And I will call for the corn to increase it and lay no famine upon you. I don't care what's going on in the world. I decree the harvest is coming to the people of God, and you will prosper in the midst of this. Because he made a covenant. And I hear the voice of the covenant saying, prophesy over the harvest. And I decree increase in your life in the name of the Lord. God is even harvesting some of you. What I mean by that is, he's using you. He's separating you from the other portions of wheat, and he's pulling you into his own barn. He's about to replant you. 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 And what you're about to produce is greater than anything you've seen before. No, the devil didn't pluck you up. God plucked you up. And the God that plucked you up is the God that will replant you. And the harvest is greater than anything you've ever seen before.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message from Examine the Covenant, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2203-0611. That's reference number 2203-0611.
Bishop has been working on his new podcast, Envision. Where there is no vision, the people perish. This podcast is designed to impact nations. You will be able to subscribe to Envision on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, or any podcast platform. Let's support our bishop by sharing the news with friends, family, and coworkers today. Summer is winding down and the Back to School Bash will take place on Saturday, July 30th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. We will distribute school supplies to students enrolled in kindergarten through 12th grade. Backpacks, pencils, markers, notebooks, and more supplies can be dropped off in the Christian Education Department. And if you would like to volunteer to assist with this event, please email ced@truthreveal.org. Truth Reveal, in partnership with MeloCare, will host a CPR first aid training for youth ages 8 to 17 on Sunday, July 31st, from 8 to 11 a.m. Registration is limited. Helps Community Initiatives will sponsor the first 25 children who register by July 24th. Check out the Truth Reveal mobile app for details and log on to our website to register.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
You are listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor Beach, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.